There's something I have to ask you.
May I ask you a question?
That is a question. Would you like to ask me another one?
We are chatting today with Mickey DiLorenzo, who is a 27-year-old computer programmer from Philadelphia, and he's married and has three pugs. Mickey has been a lifetime Nintendo fan since 1985, when he got his first Nintendo Entertainment System. In 2006, he began his Wii Sports experiment, in which he simply added 30 minutes of Wii Sports to his day for six straight weeks. And Mickey, it is great to have you today. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I was on your website, we both were, and I wanted to, it seems like you've had a couple different experiments along the way. Tell us, how did you come up with this idea, and how did it work out? What happened?
Yeah, sure. Basically, I was at the New York City launch night for the Wii, which is in late November.
Okay.
It was at the Toys R Us, and, you know, I was one of the people standing in line to be first, and I think I was maybe one of the first 100 to get in there.
Wow.
And I had the site up for a while, Wii Nintendo on that, which is basically just a fan site, talking about the games and all that kind of stuff. And I got the system on launch night, and the game that was bundled with it is Wii Sports. So I began to write a review on that game for the site. And writing the review, I found myself kind of repeating the same thing. I would say, you know, I was sweating a little bit while I was playing this game, and I was getting thirsty. And things like that. So kind of halfway through my little blog post, I was like, I'm just going to try something here. I literally just kind of erased the review I was writing and outlined this kind of like daily regimen that I was going to take on.
Uh-huh.
And it was like seeing my pants, just kind of I just kind of typed it out right then and there. And there was no researching much. I just kind of said, I'm going to test my weight, my BMI, my heart rate, just things I knew about.
Uh-huh.
And I basically just posted that up, and just that initial kind of here's what I'm going to do caught the attention of a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, and they've written a little article online about it.
Hmm.
And that kind of generated some buzz, and I kept it. I didn't really post any intermittent pictures or updates. I just left it. You know, I'm still doing my thing. Stay tuned. And the site continued as was. And, after the 6 weeks, I ended up losing 9 pounds. And,
wow.
I did before and after photos, and I did a little, funny mock video. I live in Philadelphia, so I did a Rocky spoof with me running through
right.
the city with the Wii controllers.
Awesome.
And yeah, from there, a bunch of, local newspapers picked it up. My site was, it got to the front page of Dig.com, and then the Associated Press picked up on it, and then, Yahoo News, and all,
Kind of snowballed,
the CBS's,
huh?
Yeah, just kind of snowballed after that. I was doing, the BBC was calling me. They had,
wow.
a New York office, and they rode a train down to Philadelphia, and I ended up picking up one of the reporters up on my Vespa at the train station and bring her back to my office.
That's cool.
And we did an interview. Yeah, so I had cameras in my office, and
wow.
it was kind of like a whirlwind for a while.
Wow. And now
I have to say that
9 pounds is pretty good, because you
yeah.
were, it's not like you were, 300 pounds overweight or anything like
oh,
that.
Right.
So, once you get down to a certain level where you're not really too bad, it's sometimes
hard to
get that extra
pounds
off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I literally was the same weight for years. I didn't even know
right.
I had weight to lose.
Hmm.
Like, I wasn't even aware that there was weight to lose. So,
wow.
And yeah, and it came just as much a surprise to me as it did, other people looking at it. So, it was a complete surprise, and I'm glad it received the attention it did, especially since there was no, it wasn't like a marketed, I didn't even like, I wasn't doing it for it to be on the news. It was just for people who, read my blog. A couple people making comments would satisfy what I did. So
right.
it was just
yeah.
it was good to see something like, just something I would do anyway, really,
huh.
kind of get out there.
That's how it works.
I mean, when
you try to overthink it, sometimes
right.
it crashes and burns. It's those
exactly.
spontaneous things that sometimes take off. But
and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of other people to do what you did. So what kind of tips would you have for other people who want to use their Wii as a way to get healthy? What kind of things would you say?
There's a couple of things, and that's a good question as well, because after that, you can imagine I got loads and loads of emails from, I mean, they're across the world, like a lot from England, actually, and a lot from mothers saying that this is, you know, they're going to incorporate this into a family night or, you know, workout night.
Cool.
So that was cool. As far as tips go, I think the biggest thing that I, you know, I'm not an exercise guru or anything like that, but I think what worked for me was doing it consistently. Mm-hmm. Like, some days I'd come home late. I did this on the week. I did it for every single day. So sometimes long day at work or it's a long weekend, come home late or I'm not feeling so well, I still put in the 20 to 30 minutes of, you know, Wii Sports every single day. So I did it consistently. And I didn't change anything else. The only thing I did was keep that very consistent. So I think that's the key, is to keep it consistent.
Yeah,
it's
and that's my biggest tip.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With like anything, I mean, this is kind of it's certainly not a magic bullet, but it's kind of a neat way for people who don't like other ways of getting exercise. Maybe they're not as motivated, but it still comes down to you got to put in a little bit of time and effort, and even when you're maybe, like you said, tired or not feeling so hot.
And you
can
have fun with it.
Yeah.
Exactly, and like the biggest thing for me is, you know, if I want pizza, I wasn't like feeling guilty about it. You know, I lived my exact life without ever thinking about it, and just simply tacked that onto it.
Huh.
So, you know, it's at home. I'd be doing it literally anyway. You know, playing the games. So
it just
consistency is I'd say the biggest tip. Without being an exercise guru, I wouldn't say what it, you know, exactly was. Keep my heart rate at a certain level or something like that. But.
Right. So obviously it was pretty surprising, you know, like you said, you put up this blog post, this idea, and it kind of took off. Obviously that would be pretty surprising. Is there anything else that happened to you since this journey that surprised you as a result of these experiments?
Yeah, people say 15 minutes of fame. I'm probably about my hour and 15 minutes now. It's just kind of keep going. And case in point, just talking to you guys now, almost 2 years after the original thing.
Right.
What happened after, while the media thing was kind of swirling around, I was approached by a literary agent from New York who had done numerous, what are they called? Like the Idiot's Guide to, you know, XYZ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he had done a lot of like 5-minute ads, and I think he did some biographies on baseball players. So he had tons of experience putting out books, and he was real interested in my story, and you know, he said it's going to be a bestseller, and you know, all this stuff. And we got a ghostwriter from Men's Health magazine to kind of write my story. I'd give him stuff. So we had this whole book deal in the works, but and we actually ended up finding a publisher, and the publisher had one stipulation, and that was they wanted Nintendo's, I guess, approval, or they called it a quote unquote blessing to publish the book, and using their logos and the name.
Sure.
Yeah. And I sat over at Nintendo for a while, and you know, I was friendly with Nintendo because they were, you know, they didn't give me anything or anything like that, but I was talking to them about, just that they were familiar with the story and that kind of thing. And I contacted them to let them know about the publisher, and they had to send it to Nintendo Japan, who's like, you know, the mother company of Nintendo of America. So after a long drawn out thing, it came back saying, no, we cannot, sponsor, endorse, or do any of that stuff. So
that is a bummer.
The book went away. I always went into it saying if it happens, it happens. I mean, I wasn't expecting it.
True.
It would have been great, obviously, but so that went away. I mean, like I said before, like it wasn't. There was no marketing, you know, behind the whole thing. So when Nintendo came out with Wii Fit, probably about a year and a half later. Prior to that, they had an E3 conference where they release, E3 is like where the video game industry releases their next big things coming up.
Okay.
And they, when they were introducing Wii Fit, they had me on like the jumbo screen behind them at their,
oh, wow.
Huh.
Doing like my exercises. And the president of Nintendo of America, he said this quote. He's like, he said, "We're taking what our gamers are already doing. They're exercising and recording their results, like while my video is playing, like almost a direct, I guess, nod at me, or, you know, to some degree." And introducing Wii Fit, you know, that kind of thing.
That's cool.
And Wii Fit is Nintendo's, I guess it's a fitness game where it measures and calculates data, and you're given this little balance board to stand on, so to keep track of those types of things. Hmm. And what they did do is they flew me to New York to test drive it early.
Hmm.
You know, nothing, you know, there's no, it's more like a media reach out. I guess they're trying to be friendly because they feel like they may have been
squashed you down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they're just keeping me friendly. So my site didn't turn into an anti-Nintendo site or something. But like I said, I never got it to that point where, you know, it mattered, marketing or money wise. It was just something I'd do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. And then what I had done with, once the Wii Fit was announced, I said, hey, guess what? I'm gonna do a Wii Fit experiment.
Sure.
So I basically replicated what I did with the Wii Sports experiment with Wii Fit, and I had similar results. Actually, I lost a little bit more this time, mainly because I put on a little bit more.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it was like 13 pounds or something.
Okay.
And that was for 41 days straight, and kind of the timing of that was funny because I was going on a RV cross-country trip with my fiance and sister and her kids. So
okay.
I brought Wii Fit along in the RV.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and did it every day across country. And I took photos of myself in front of, like, Mount Rushmore and,
wow.
You know.
That's cool.
All these places. I have a video on the site that documents the Wii Fit one.
Huh.
And like when DDR, Dance Dance Revolution, was coming out, they had contacted me about doing a DDR experiment for them. So it's kind of like, and even actually just yesterday, EA, they're like a pretty big publisher.
Mm-hmm.
They do all the sports games.
Uh-huh.
They're coming out with EA Active or Active, something like that.
Okay.
And they're actually, they're holding a 30-day weight loss challenge, and they want to send me a promotional copy to maybe do it earlier so I can post my results.
That's cool.
Before launch. So it's kind of just been, you know, it's just been going along, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, so it's a neat example of how, you know, just by, you know, having some fun and incorporating that, how people can kind of glob onto that and say, hey, look at this guy. He just did this for his own, you know, interest and
mm-hmm.
in entertainment, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of interest to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read on your site that you've, obviously a big Nintendo fan. You've been a Nintendo fan since it first came out, and
mm-hmm.
haven't bought a non-Nintendo system since then. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. I did, though, in the mid-90s, own a Sega Dreamcast.
Okay.
So I guess I strayed a little bit, but I got it as a gift. I must say, it was a gift.
Okay,
so.
That doesn't count. So tell us about that. I mean, I remember when my brothers and I, we got a Nintendo. It was a little bit after it came out, but it was
mm-hmm.
one of the best Christmases of all time. And
My
mom and dad had it, Santa hit it
yeah.
in the oven downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And it was at
yeah.
the end, and they're like, hey, there's one more thing, and we are so excited. But tell us about your first Nintendo, and why are you so loyal to Nintendo? I know, you know, it's been up and down a little bit, but it's obviously big now with the Wii. Tell us a little
mm-hmm.
bit about that first one.
That's funny you mention your story, because mine is almost identical. I had, for months and months leading up to Christmas, was asking for it, and it's too expensive. You know, no, you're not getting it. You know, I got that over and over again. And after opening, like, some baseball cards and socks or whatever, my mom's like, oh, I think there's some wrapping pickup over there behind the couch.
Okay.
And lo and behold, there's a big wrapped box, which ends up being Nintendo.
Yeah.
And literally, I think anyone can testify who, you know, I think it was 1985, getting their Nintendo was kind of a world, you know, a changing thing.
Seminal moment in life.
It was. It just a pivotal moment. from there, it's just all my friends every single day would gather around. Gyromite was the first game, Mario
okay.
Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, gather around for days on end. And then, like, The Legend of Zelda would come around.
Uh-huh.
And that's all we did. We started it. I had a room in my attic, and I had, like, this little, cubby hole, and we turned it into, like, the Nintendo Club.
Okay.
So I would hang, like, all the Nintendo Power posters up.
I was just
going to
ask
go in
you,
there.
If you, we subscribe to Nintendo Power. I assumed that you must have as well.
Yeah. I think my aunt got it for me for my birthday, which was February, a couple months after
okay.
Christmas. And, yeah, because Nintendo Power didn't exist until, I think, a couple months after the Nintendo anyway.
Okay.
So then I remember Saturday morning watching cartoons and then hearing The Mailman and then seeing that first issue, which was Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay.
And it was like the claymation cover.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, stuff sticks with you.
Yeah.
And to this day, I work as, you know, on computers doing programming things. It's like... Mm-hmm. It's funny to say, I tell my dad this, and everyone kind of laughs. Playing The Legend of Zelda and those types of critical thinking games and,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the puzzles and the adventures and stuff, kind of, it builds creativity and interest into those types of things.
Problem solving, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So from the original Nintendo, it went to the old Game Boy in 1989.
Okay.
You know, the spinach color screen with Tetris.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 91, got my Super Nintendo.
Tetris put that on the map, wasn't it?
Tetris.
Was that like the
first time
Tetris became huge, and now it's got all the knockoffs and stuff, but...
Yep. I think even Tetris was almost the... Tetris and that Game Boy were almost... it was almost the Wii of its day. You know, I remember my friend's mother's playing, Tetris on Game Boys, and it was just like... Yeah. So, then Super Nintendo after that, and, the Marios and the Zeldas and the Metroids all continued throughout all the systems. Nintendo 64, the newer Game Boys, every couple of years a newer Game Boy or up into the DS. And I was always, people would get, when Sony and, well, Sony was first, I guess. Well, Sega, really. Just never, there were some neat games, but, I always stuck with the Nintendo consoles, and then I got real anti-Sony because I felt like they were a competition to Nintendo. So
okay.
I'll get real anti. Yeah, and those games didn't have anything for me. The early PlayStation games, and then PlayStation 2 got wildly popular.
Right.
While the GameCube kind of was, no one was really. I think it was like one of the lowest selling consoles of all time. But for me, it was the Nintendo franchises, the Zeldas, the Marios, Metroid, that kept me into it. And, basically the loyalty was built from childhood.
Hmm. That's cool. So this might be the hardest question of all. What is your favorite Nintendo game of all time? You go with an old school one, or is something from the Wii?
I think I can answer pretty well. I'd have to say it's the original... The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
The Nintendo 8-bit version. It was just to this day. I mean, even the new Zelda games, they're the same sounds, the same characters, the same types of puzzles. It's really the same game in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It just grew up with the technology, and playing that as a kid, it was amazing, really. That's definitely my favorite game. I could say that.
All right. So I guess our last question, and again, we want to thank you for joining us today, is what's next on the horizon for you and your Wii? Any other future plans or experiments or anything?
Well, like I said, the EA Active, I think it's called, that is, it's coming out. I may get an advanced copy to do another experiment. And because actually my fiance, now my wife, we're expecting a child in March.
Aww.
I put on a little pregnancy weight.
Aww.
So I'm kind of
sympathy weight.
So I might have a EA active experiment shedding the pregnancy pounds.
it'll look better, right? You
can
say
weight.
I can relate to that. I have a 2-month-old sitting right here, and I can relate to the extra pregnancy weight that goes on.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what I blame it on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I pretty much lost my pregnancy weight, but Jason hasn't yet,
I
don't know what that's about.
So I guess that's my next maybe niche. I'll try something. It's nothing. I don't try to think too much. It's, I still to this day, you know, I work a full-time job, but I'll be plugging away at my, you know, Nintendo site, just, you know, the blog site, fan site, with forums and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'll update that, you know, I'll spend 2, 3, 4 hours a day plus full-time work on the site. And, you know, if I get 10 readers or 100 readers, it's, you know, my site, it's, you know, it's not, it doesn't change for me.
Yeah.
So if the experiment goes up and 5 people look at it and, you know, you guys see it, that's good enough for me, you know.
That's
well,
cool.
Keep it up, because that passion is what we like to see, and, you know, just that kind of childlike enthusiasm for something is very
yep.
contagious and interesting, and so we may be the last people on the bandwagon, but we at least wanted to share it with our neck of the woods. So thanks again, Mickey. We really appreciate the time, and you take care.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Mickey.
Bye.